Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we heard the gospel where the Lord said that we have to forgive people, and if we forgive people, then He, the Father in heaven, will also forgive us. If we don't forgive people their transgressions, then the Father in heaven is not going to forgive our sins and our transgressions. So we also heard today in the gospel how we should keep the fasting. It shouldn't be for just for show for people, and as the Pharisees used to do, but we should do it in secret, so that God the Father will see it in secret, and He's going to reward us for it. My beloved, we have also heard today's gospel says that do not gather wealth for yourself or treasures here on this earth, but collect the treasures in the kingdom of heaven. And of course, how can you collect the treasures in the kingdom of heaven? Well, by giving alms, by helping others. Because by helping others, you're putting it into the kingdom of heaven. The Lord will accept it as your investment in the kingdom of heaven. And this is what we ought to do. We have to think more about the heavenly dwelling rather than of the dwellings here and of what is happening over here on this earth. We're starting the Great Lent. Tomorrow is the first day of the Great Lent, and of course we have to try to keep the Lent according to the books of the Church, not according to our own way of thinking. We should follow the orders of our Church about keeping the Lent. Of course, now if you are sick and your spiritual father then can release you from the strict fasting, but on your own you shouldn't do that. You should always do it only with the blessing of your spiritual father. My beloved, as we are finishing the service today, and we have another service coming, which is the Vespers. And then the first time we're going to hear the singing already of the Great Lent type, and we're starting to do the bowing down, and we're going to say the beautiful prayer of that's always said during the Great Lent. My beloved, we also, after service, we have to ask forgiveness of each other. And the priest will ask you all of your forgiveness and for everything that he may have done or not done, and that wasn't proper. And of course, everyone will come over to the cross and also ask forgiveness and forgive each other, ask forgiveness for each other. May God help us to start the fasting, the Great Lent, so that we will have the true ability to be changing in our ways and to start looking for the kingdom of heaven, first of all, instead of for the temporary things here. May God bless you and keep you safe and throughout the Lent, and try to do as much prayer as possible and attend as many services as you can. This week, of course, we're having the Canon of St. Andrew. The canon is going to be broken down into several times with a great compliment. May God bless you and keep you especially safe during the Great Lent from any attacks of the enemy, and cry out to the Lord more, and then receive from Him the grace through which you can be able to withstand everything that you have to be able to go eventually to the kingdom of heaven. But you have to realize that One ingredient is absolutely necessary, that we love God with all our heart and soul and mind, and that we love each other, and that we are not to hold any grudges against anybody, but we are to pray for each other. Amen. God bless you.